You're listening to SBS News.
You want to win the next election, but you've just blown up the coalition agreement. You've destabilised Susan Lee's leadership of the Liberal Party. How on earth would you rebuild within 3 years?
Well, I don't think we've blown anything up, and I don't think, and I hopefully don't think we've destabilised anything. Well, how I see this is we are two parties, and at the moment we need to have a look at the Liberal Party said they need to do a complete review starting from scratch. We have some principles around where that we don't want to get rid of, that we don't want to lose, if you like, that were, a lot of them were hard-fought wins within the coalition party room from the Nationals. They're important principles to us. So I think sometimes, you know, I use the analogy today, sometimes if you have a relationship breakup, when you get back, and I hope we do get back together, and my intention is we do get back together, it will be with greater clarity and greater focus from the time that we've spent apart.
Do you think having this time apart will lead the Liberal Party to win more seats at the next election?
Well, what I hope it does is it gives them time to sort out, they want to do a complete review process, that it gives them the freedom and the space to do that. I hope we get, you know, literally, I hope the band gets back together very soon, but then we'll have discussions about how and why that looks. What today was about was our party room, the Nationals party room, had four hard-fought wins that we'd had in the previous parliament, and we weren't prepared to give them up. We said, look, we don't want you to go back to square one on those. Now, what's divestiture about? Divestiture about, for us, is cheaper groceries in our grocery stores. What's, you know, the nuclear thing about? It's about, you know, cleaner energy, but cheaper energy and not the whole renewables that's going across regional Australia. What's the USO about is better communications in regional areas. And what's the Regional Australia Future Fund about? Infrastructure builds in regional Australia. Four big wins for us that we don't want to lose, and we don't want to have to go, okay, we're going to have to start to put the case for these going forward. I mean, we didn't want to start back on those four things which were all passed through the last parliament for us.
You're already getting some blowback from within the Liberal Party that it was disrespectful to come out so quickly and make this decision. You haven't let Susan Lee take any of these policies back to her party room to discuss them. Why the sense of such great urgency to make this decision now?
Well, the timeline was a bit put on us. The request was asked to do a shadow cabinet announcement on Sunday, gone. So the timing was put a bit to us from them. And we, as part of that, said, well, look, to agree that we have to sign the coalition agreement, and we would have some asks within that. And we put those asks last week, and we certainly took our foot off the pedal over the weekend for Susan out of respect to her mother passing. So the timeline was a bit put onto us. There were four, we think, quite mild requests. We gave them time, their timeline, to come back to us. So they you know, follow whatever process they do. But, you know, we followed what we thought was a very considered. We didn't say, look, let's rush this. We were asked to sign a coalition agreement. We put in some requests about that.
Do you think it could have been possible to have that shadow front bench without the coalition agreement? Was that an option?
Well, you know, what we didn't want to have to do is re-prosecute the case for four very important things for us. It's that simple. Now, it would have been in some ways easier for us to go, yeah, sure, we'll sign the coalition agreement. Very easy as a shadow cabinet minister to get the money associated with that, all the staffing, everything that goes with that. It would have been very good to do that. But we think we would have been, in some ways, been selling out our communities, because they might not have known, but we would have just given up four things that were hard fought through the coalition process in the last parliament, and we didn't think in good faith that we could do that.
How hard is it to give up that extra pay personally, but the extra staff? Because if you want to be competitive at the next election, that's research, that's people doing your media, that's people doing your policy that you now don't have money for.
Well, look, we certainly, it would have been easier, as I said, to sign up the coalition agreement for the position of a shadow cabinet minister and the money that goes with that. But again, you know, to repeat myself, and our people wouldn't have necessarily known it, but we would have given away what we thought were four really important things that we had agreed as a coalition. And to give those up, some of them we may never have got back, and we just didn't think it was worth it.
Okay, so on nuclear, I mean, that was a policy that was taken to the election. The Liberal National Coalition was repudiated in the cities in particular, and there was so much work done, research done, that found that the nuclear policy was not popular. Why push ahead with something that is such a sticking point for so many voters?
Look, we were certainly happy to walk back from part of it, if you like. I mean, we get that the seven locations, how it was going to be financed, and a lot of the data and detail around it that we thought, you know, we were happy to walk back from that and just go, well, look, let's just lift the prohibition so we can legitimately have a conversation about nuclear that is that would be legal in this country to do. We thought that was important, that we step back a bit, but still leave the door open that it's legal to do in Australia. Why is that really important to us? It's really important to us. The alternative is completely destroying regional communities, because if we don't have nuclear as part of this energy solution, I mean, yes, we've, you know, we articulated this all through the election. You can say it was rejected, but we think it's really important about a reliable baseload. But we also see the renewables only policy that Labor are looking at means that, the damage that will do, one, to our energy grid, but to regional communities and the 60 million solar panels that have to be rolled out and the 15, 17,000 wind turbines in regional Australia is causing a lot of pain and angst.
When it comes to the broader energy policy position, net zero by 2050, is that now something that the coalition, the National Party is now walking away from as part of this process? Is that no longer the policy of the National Party?
No, that's still our policy.
It's still your policy. Is it up for review now?
Well, look, some people will want to discuss that into the future, and I think they've put that already, and there'll be a time, I'm sure, in the party room at a date yet to be set, but there'll be, whether it be the next few weeks or months, that there'll be a time that we rediscuss this, but that, you know, it's current Nat's policy.
Now, your deputy leader of the Nationals. So what portfolio are you hoping for?
Well, we will now announce our shadow spokespeople. Obviously, the Liberal Party, as the biggest party of opposition, will have the shadow cabinet position. So they will announce their shadow cabinet, and we'll respect that process. But we, as a smaller team, taking on more portfolios, if you like, as spokespeople, we'll be announcing spokespeople across all the portfolios in the next day or so.
And what would you like? What are you expecting? You're the DA.
I've yet to talk to my colleagues about that, so I'll leave that one for the moment.
Not Treasury?
I'll leave that one for the moment.
Look, in terms of the other issues that you now have to go through, it's going to be a messy time, and there's going to be a lot of acrimony between the two parties. How much do you think Jacinta Nambujimba Price's defection from the Nationals has impacted on the level of feeling within the National Party that led you to this point?
Two, can I say I hope it's not messy, and it doesn't have to be messy. I mean, you can have a breakup and it'll be clean and clear and then still get back together. So I'm hoping it's not messy. And look, I certainly understand that it will be uncomfortable, right? There's going to be periods of uncomfortableness about this, but I certainly hope it's not messy. Jacinta's defection to the Liberal Party, look, I don't think played a major part in today's. It wasn't the stimulus for today's announcement. I don't think it was even overhanging it. It was just, you know, I think something we were disappointed with, but I didn't think it wasn't a big input into what happened today, in my belief.
And just in terms of how this actually occurred, who left who in this relationship?
Well, whenever you get down to who broke up the relationship? Look, that's a very good question. Who broke up the relationship? Well, look, we were put something as a deal. We said, that's not okay. We want this. They couldn't agree to that. So we've decided to split. So, you know, you read into that who you thought broke up the relationship.
And what points of compromise did you bring to the table?
Well, look, we were happy to compromise. We were happy to compromise on nuclear. Like, as I said, we were just happy, let's lift the prohibition. On the other three, I don't think there was a willingness with the other three, there is the possibility at the moment the Liberal Party to really review it and to give us any surety, and that's basically what Susan said. So we're respecting that in some ways and allowing her to have space to do a process that she wants to do. And, you know, you can say in some ways it's a good thing to do this, to allow her to do that. But we in good faith couldn't sign up to something that meant we lost four things that were very hard fought for our Aboriginal communities.
What will be your litmus test for your policies going forward? Because digging back into the Nationals' archives, there can be some pretty interesting policies, representing regional areas, but particularly on the economic front. How will you be stress testing your policies to make sure that they are in line with modern communities?
Yeah, well, look, we'll have our own rigorous process. So, you know, we've now started to think about how that looks. So we'll have spokespeople across all the portfolios. We'll have our own internal processes about what process they go through and get approved by the whole of the party room. And then we'll make them public. But it'll be a rigorous process.
Have you had some feedback already from your Liberal colleagues?
Look, I have, and look, you know, there is goodwill there. There is goodwill to get the band back together one day, and I think there's respect where we're both at today.
Do you wonder if some might be pleased to be unshackled?
You ask them yourself, with all due respect, but I think there's, you know, there is a respect The feedback I've had is one of respect. We get it. Let's keep working together and let's get the band back together.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.